few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Do you listen to music on Spotify or SoundCloud or perhaps some other platform? Well, millions of people do, millions and millions of people. And most of us probably we can say we stream our music now, as opposed to purchasing it and downloading it and having it available offline. Well, even if you have it offline, you could still be listening to Spotify. But these platforms also make it easy for independent artists to upload their songs, or I should say drop their songs, their tracks, their albums, in many cases allowing them to go directly to listeners and cutting out the need for record companies. Now that's great, but how does an independent musician use these platforms to connect with fans who discover them there? Unfortunately, there's not an easy way to do that. So the best answer is to focus your efforts elsewhere, while still uploading to Spotify and SoundCloud, of course. But let's not get too far ahead of the question from this listener. It's basically what they're wondering. How can I use SoundCloud or Spotify as a lead generation source? Let's talk about it and perhaps consider some alternatives. Got a message from our sponsor. Shout out to them. Thank you so much for allowing the show to be free to our listeners. And then we will jump into this topic in some detail.
Hi, Chris. This is Arabelle from San Francisco, and I've been following your project since the $100 startup. Thanks for all the help. I'm an independent musician and have been streaming my tracks on SoundCloud. They're getting a lot of streams, and my next step is to move to Spotify. However, I have absolutely no idea who's listening and how I can communicate with them. I can't encourage them to follow me or subscribe. I can't email them since I don't have their info. And if I want to promote something, I really have no way to reach them at all. How can I use these streaming platforms to more closely connect me with fans and listeners? Thanks, Chris.
Arabelle, thank you so much for the question. Thank you for listening as well and following for all these years. Now, this is a great question because I bet we have some other independent musicians out there. And we've had a few stories over the years about independent music and, you know, how to get that out and such. I think we've had probably a lot more stories about visual artists and people who are making, you know, handcrafted items per se. So let us talk a bit more about music and Spotify in particular. Now, by the way, listeners, before you tune out, in case you're like, I don't care about that. Well, everything about this answer applies to podcasters as well. So if you're interested in having a podcast, you know, if you have a podcast, it can and should be available in Spotify. Spotify was behind the podcast game for a long time. I always found it kind of strange. Lots of other people did too, because they were doing so well with everything else. But the service decided to kind of wake up this year and invest tens of millions of dollars into the world of podcasting, including creating a much better interface for listeners, including a pretty robust back-end platform for podcasters who want to submit, you know, their podcast. And then also they're acquiring and hosting their own shows. So they've really kind of gone all in with it. There are also other services. Arabelle mentioned SoundCloud, I believe. But I want to focus this answer mostly on Spotify. And as for the direct question, like what she's saying is like, people are listening to my music. It's pretty cool, but I have no way to contact them. How do I market to them? Well, unfortunately, the short answer to that, to the direct question is you can't. Like, sadly, there's no way to know, you know, who those people are, how to reach them. You know, it's no way to know who's listening to a streaming service aside from whatever analytics you get from those platforms. So they might show you some basic demographics, you know, where people are listening from, you know, et cetera, probably some other data. But it's not like having an email list, right? And the same is true for podcasts, by the way, right? And not just on Spotify, but also on Apple Podcasts and everywhere else. You know, there are a lot of people subscribed, you know, to Side Hustle School. And in some ways, I have no idea who they are. Like, I can see the download numbers. I can see, okay, well, you know, this number of people from this area, you know, downloaded today, and here's how it looks over time. Here's the, like, I have a lot of detailed analytics, but aside from like publishing another episode in the feed, you know, no podcaster has a way to, you know, really communicate directly to their listeners through the podcast interface. So what can you do instead? you're like, well, this is great that I have a, you know, podcast or a, I've got, you know, my music up and people are listening to it, but I can't reach them aside from that. The good news is, you know, because that's kind of bad, right? But the good news is if a lot of people really are discovering your work, your music on Spotify or another streaming service, some of them will find you. I mean, that's ultimately the goal, right? Is to be able to produce your music and people are coming to find you elsewhere, right? They're looking for your social channels, you know, they're searching for your website, et cetera. But otherwise, like what can you do to be more active? Well, you can focus your independent music efforts on other promotion, which is like posting daily videos, sharing parts of your life on social media, live streaming a concert or jam session, you know, creating a Patreon, perhaps, or any other number of things. Like whatever else you would do to promote your music and just kind of look at those streams on Spotify as, you know, the reward or the outcome. Like you're doing all this work, you're trying to produce great music, you're trying to connect with folks. And then, you know, if it's working, hopefully people are finding and listening, but you can't actually contact them directly. They have to choose, you know, to interact with you and to stream your music. All right. It really is a whole new world, you know, with so many things, with music, with this podcasting medium, with lots of other stuff too, right? Like the chance to be able to connect with people based on shared values. I mean, more than other effects of globalization, to me, that is what enables so many different little micro businesses and, you know, people to explore the arts in different ways. So I'm sure we could say more about it, but let's wrap up for today. If you have a question, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them throughout the rest of the year. And thank you so much, by the way. I really enjoy making this show for you. Much more is coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.